I'm Martine Helou-Allen, and welcome to Righteous Interruption, a podcast for those who courageously and passionately seek ways to go beyond their status quo and thrive through a life well lived. Thank you for joining today's episode as we level up and thrive together. And welcome to another episode of Righteous Interruption, a podcast that focuses on the encouragement to transform and gives you the supernatural power to thrive in our messages. Hopefully, my name is Martine Helou-Allen, and I am so glad to be here with you again today. So you may not like the gist of this podcast when you first hear it. Okay, so the name of this podcast, I entitled this episode, Break My Heart. Nobody wants a broken heart. I went through many, many years of my life having a broken heart. But I want for you to kind of step outside of your need to protect yourself and to protect your feelings so that we can delve into the fact that you may be your own person, but you are not your own. And sometimes a little bit of heartbreaking on that subject is exactly what is required for you to rise up above yourself and your limitations of yourself, if you would, and change your perspective on your life and get the freedom that you're looking for, and for you to be able to make decisions ultimately that result in your heart not being broken anymore. Because I'll go ahead and admit that most of the heartbreak that I've had in my life has been from the fact that I've broken my own heart with my decisions and gotten myself into situations that have set me up to have my heart broken in millions of pieces multiple times. Until I learned that my life is not my own. And then all of a sudden I started loving it more. So that's the righteous interruption for today. So I want to encourage you to welcome a broken heart. As we always do, we're going to read from Oswald Chambers' devotion in My Utmost for His Highest. I love this devotion. So spectacular. If you've never read any of Oswald Chambers' work, I would truly encourage you to do so. It takes patience, and hopefully how I have used these devotions and in this podcast and how I sort of orate them to you make it a little bit more understandable. And because it takes me a few times to read it, but it's amazing. He is just so brilliant in how he looks at the word and then allows for the Holy Spirit to speak to him. And then gives us these wonderful devotions, which I think they're actually taken from sermons that he had given in his lifetime. So it says, you are not your own. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Do you not know that you are not your own? There is no such thing as a private life or a place to hide in this world. For a man or a woman who is intimately aware of and shares in the sufferings of Jesus Christ. God divides the private life of his saints and makes it a highway for the world on one hand and for himself on the other. No human being can stand that unless he is identified with Christ. That, I think, is so profound that you simply cannot withstand that separation unless you're identified with Jesus Christ to bring it into true understanding for you. Why? Because what God wants you to do is have Christ inside of you so that he becomes one with you. And so when you're identified with Christ, then you are no longer separated from Christ, right? So it's just so interesting because when you identify with the Lord and he becomes your all in all, God is identifying himself with Christ, not with you, but yet also with you because you've been identified with Christ in this wonderfully spiritually symbiotic relationship. Oswald continues, we are not sanctified for ourselves. We are called into intimacy with the gospel, and things happen that appear to have nothing to do with us. But God is getting us into fellowship with himself. Let him have his way. If you refuse, you will be of no value to God in his redemptive work in the world, but will be a hindrance and a stumbling block. And you know, God's not going to work with stumbling blocks. Don't have time for that. The first thing God does, and he didn't say that, Oswald didn't say that, I did. In case you were thinking that that was part of the devotion, it was not. Chambers continues by saying, the first thing God does is get us grounded on strong reality and truth. He does this until our cares for ourselves individually have been brought into submission to His way for the purpose of His redemption. Why shouldn't we experience heartbreak? Through those doorways, God is opening up ways of fellowship with His Son. Most of us collapse at the first grip of pain. We sit down at the door of God's purpose and enter a slow death through self-pity. And all the so-called Christian sympathy of others helps us to our deathbed. But God will not. He comes with the grip of the pierced hand of His Son, as if to say, enter into fellowship with me, arise and shine. If God can accomplish His purposes in this world through a broken heart, then why not thank Him for breaking yours? How profound is that statement? I think we only would allow that to happen when we are so convinced in the outcome. When I'm convinced of the outcome, that's when I'm okay with it. So, you know, a lot of times when I'm coaching teens, what I do in my daily work is I do drug prevention for teens, but I get down to the root of why are they self-medicating. And a lot of times the conversation will go to the place of, okay, if I can show you 5 years down the road what the outcome is going to be, then would you change your behaviors? Would you trust me? Would you trust me to follow my advice, to do the things that seem very, very difficult for you right now, that you are extremely afraid of doing? You know what? The answer is always yes. So the issue is trusting the creator of the outcome. But we can't do that until we trust our relationship with the person that's producing the outcome, right? So we've got to be pretty darn close to that person, trusting them, knowing that we are in good relationship with them, to know that they're gonna do what they say they're gonna do, right? And so for me, it's in this devotion, it calls us to reject this doctrine that the world preaches of I, mine, me, whatever's for me, right? Because that's the world saying to us, you deserve that. That's the way you're going to preserve yourself. That's the way that you're going to protect yourself. Well, this devotion that we read is so profound and convinces me 100% that that is actually the opposite direction that I need to be going in. I need to be going in a direction of, what does Christ want? What does God want for my life? Am I living in alignment with my purpose for which I was created? And until I do that, then I can pretty much guarantee that the outcome is going to be pretty chaotic. You know, and having our hearts broken is okay. You know, truth isn't easy. But if truth leads you to success, if truth leads you to peace, if truth leads you to progress, then break my heart all day long so that I'm not wasting my time with, you know, what little years, our lives are vapors, right? It's but a vapor. Let me not waste my time, because I know that what I have planned for myself is not nearly as wonderful as what God has planned for me. And if it takes a broken heart for me to understand that and to discipline that selfishness in myself, I'll take it all day. I think too, what this devotion is calling us to is to reject accommodation and to not give ourselves the permission of self-ownership. We were bought with a price. Christ came and died for us so that we can be free. And if God wants us to be occupied by the very Spirit of Himself and the Spirit of His Son, then He never intended for us to own anything except for our choice, the freedom of our choice to say, I submit myself to you because of what you have done for me. And I think that is the pinnacle of humility. And I don't know about you, but I think that pride has overrun this planet, especially in the recent things that have been going on, whether it's politically, whether it's in the business world, or even just in personal relations. I mean, even young kids, you know, they're so prideful. They cannot submit to the authority any longer of adults. And we see that pride is just, it's toxic because it prevents people from losing that right to self-ownership. And God is calling us to do exactly the opposite. He's saying to us, give yourself to me. Yes, your heart is going to be broken because essentially it's the pride in you that's being broken. It's the fact that you can't do it all by yourself. It's the fact that you're going to have to submit to someone. I think that was the hardest thing for me in my journey personally, is that I did not want to submit to the control of anybody, and especially not to one that I could not see, because I had already been so violated by people that I thought that I could trust, people who had ownership of my life in a sort of way, if you would, and they violated that. And so I had a really hard time with submitting to God complete control over my life, because I had become a control freak, you know, and just wanting to control everything so that I could control the outcome, because I didn't trust anybody. So it was not easy, but the Lord broke my heart. He broke my heart by allowing me to face the consequences of my own decisions that were made being lost from Him without His guidance. But because of that, I thank Him, because He was there after I realized that truth, and He loved me just the same. And He'll do the same for you. He will love you just the same and more than you could ever expect, because at the end of the day, He keeps knocking on the door. He keeps knocking until you answer. And it's not because He doesn't expect for you to not answer. He expects for you to not answer. But He's relentless in knocking at the door until you finally have your heart broken enough to where the only one that can heal it is Christ, through His unfailing love, His perfect love for you. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Righteous Interruption. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I will look forward to another podcast next week. If you would like to keep in touch with me directly, feel free to email me anytime at righteousinterruption@gmail.com. And if you would like to visit our very simple webpage, righteousinterruption.com is where that is. And we also have prior podcasts that are up there, and also a little bit of background on who I am. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful week.